Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Is this Natasha Bard?
Is this the what?
Is this Natasha Bard?
No, this is Philip Morgan. Are you trying to speak to Natasha Boyd?
Well, she came up on my web. I'm trying to speak to someone about getting my book published.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was trying to find...
Sure thing. Hello. We can definitely do that. What is the book about, and how soon do you want to get it published?
Well, I'm not in a hurry to get it published, but my
mm-hmm.
book is about giving guidelines to young people.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And is the manuscript ready? Do you need someone to look at it? What is the current status?
The manuscript is ready.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know. Let me ask you something. How many words does it have to be in a book in order to get it published?
Minimum requirement to get it published is about 28 pages. So if you put that into word count, it's around 8,000 words approximately that you need to have to get it published. That is the minimum requirement. As far as the length is concerned, you can have it pretty extensive, up to like 500
mm-hmm.
pages if you wish it to be. But that
mm-hmm.
minimum is 8,000 words. That's pretty much it.
So about 8,000 words, but about
mm-hmm.
the minimum is about 28 pages.
That is correct.
And then do you count the words on each page? How do you calculate that?
So the calculation is double spaced and 1.5 spacing, and it
mm-hmm.
comes up to be around 275 pages per page. And
mm-hmm.
So the requirement is not per se limited to the word count, but it's more like limited to the number of pages.
So it's really about the number of pages. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's a lot of words. I mean, but really it's about the number of pages.
That
okay.
is correct. Right.
Okay. So if I could speak to someone and try to get this thing rolling or whatever.
Well, I'm here to assist you in any manner I can. As you said, you're still working on the manuscript, so I need to understand. Does it require an editor to be on board with your project as well, or is it completed and you just need to get it published?
Well, I need to get it published, but it would be nice if I could
mm-hmm.
have an editor.
Mm-hmm.
So do your company furnish the editor? How do I go about
sure.
doing that?
Basically, what happens is when you work with this, we first have to understand the requirements or the scope of your project. So per
mm-hmm.
se, if you have a complete manuscript, you would just simply need three people on the team. That would be the editor, the designer, and the publisher. This team would correspond with you on a weekly basis, either on Zoom meetings, on phone calls, emails, whatever mode of communication you choose. And they would be assisting you in completing the manuscript and getting it published.
Okay. So, how would I go about getting someone to do that? Would this be, how much would this cost? How would you go about getting paid?
So, as I said, currently, as I understand, you need three people in the team. But
mm-hmm.
you can let me know if the cover design is ready or do you need the designers to help you with that? Did I assume
mm-hmm.
correctly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm still working on the manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to give it more. I have about 26 pages, but you said about 28 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working on it. I have several books. But
that's
one of the things I needed to. And what is the name of your company?
It's Penguin Book Writers.
It's Penguin Book. Oh, so
Penguin Book Writers. We are a well-known name in the industry. If you research
really?
About us, Penguins.
Okay. Okay. And where are you located?
New York, actually. Our main office is in New York, but we do deal in global distributions as well. So we're not just limited to the States. We have offices in Canada, UK, Australia as well. Look us up. You'll understand how renowned the company is. We have been helping authors for about 6 decades now. Recently, we were actually made an extended arm of Penguin's Random House. So we kind of facilitate authors in terms of their writing, editing, designing, and the publishing is done by Penguins.
Okay. It sounds like a good company, but I do know how to research and get ratings. So I would like to hire you all to help me with my book.
That's definitely something we can help you with. All I need to understand is you're currently saying is the manuscript, I think having an editor on board is definitely going to help you explore more perspectives on the story, even if it's 26 pages, 25 pages. The editor will just not help you in terms of the editing. The first phase towards the editing is the review phase. The team would get together with you. They would review your manuscript, give you a professional critique on what they perceive from the initial review. And based on the feedback, based on the comments, you can coordinate with the editor to see how extensive you want to edit the manuscript. Perhaps it might go 40 pages, 50 pages. You won't know that for now. But when you do speak to the editor, when you are on board, he or she would be making decisions to you. And it's going to be a collaboration. This is your work.
Okay.
It's your ownership. So nothing would be done without your approval. As soon as you give coordinate with the editor, you both are on the same page, you can go on about editing the manuscript.
So now, how would I pay you all? What do you get, a percentage of the
So basically, there are two programs that we have here. One is you could retain ownership and 70% of the royalty that you get from the sales of the book. This program requires you to pay only a one-time fee for the editing and the publishing of the manuscript, and that covers all the expenses. The other program is you give up the ownership of the book, we would have you published, and the 70% would go to the company, and 30% would go to you. Those are the two programs.
Okay, then. So is there any way that you could send me some info, email?
Sure thing.
You could?
I can, definitely. I just need to have your email, if you would provide it to me.
Okay. My email is Matti, that's M-A-T-T-I-E, Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S, underscore, 46,
okay,
at yahoo.com.
Okay, let me see if I have it correctly. It's Matti. Franks underscore 46 at yahoo.com.
That's my married name, but I'm going to be using my maid name for my book.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever name you wish to use for the book, if it's either your real name, your maiden name, or a pen name. As you know, a lot of authors, they use their pen names, like J.K. Rowling. That's a pen name. It's a registered pen name. So you can use that as well.
Okay.
I'm just going to try to send you a quick email right now, see if it goes through.
Okay. And could you tell me who would be my contact?
Well, if you wish, I could be your personal contact. Otherwise, I could assign someone who is available as a writing consultant and have them assist you.
Well, you're fine. I mean, if you could be it, I like your demeanor. What is your name?
My name is Philip Morgan, ma'am.
Mr. Morgan?
That is correct.
Is that M-O-R-G-A-N?
That is correct.
Okay.
So I have your email. I'm just shooting a quick email from my side just in case there's any discrepancy with the email. So just give me a quick second here.
But you say you all are in New York. I'm in and out of New York all the time, Brooklyn, New York. What part of New York are you in?
I didn't get that. Can you come again, please? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Part of New York. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes. What part of New York you're in?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Hello?
over.